This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's a Donnie Football Friday. We're taking a tour around the sports world, and here we take a little stop at Mike White Island. Donnie, it's the Post-Gazette's semi-retired, but not really, Mike White, their high school sports guru and a very good friend of mine. How are you, Mike?
I'm okay, Smoking Joe. How are you? You got Donnie. Is he now Donnie Basketball at all?
He is a little bit. He's a little bit of Donnie everything, and we're curious if you ever covered one of his games at Greensburg-Salem and maybe interviewed him. He was the center for the ball club. Was that, Donnie?
I told Joe no to that question, Mike, because I was on some pretty bad teams. My sophomore year in the fall of 2011, we were pretty good. We took TJ to overtime in the first round of the playoffs, but beyond that, a pretty brutal finish to the high school career for the Golden Lions.
I can't tell you the last time I covered a Greensburg-Salem sporting event. Oh, you know what? When they made it to the state championship game.
2009.
2009 with Chris Klimchuk.
Yep. And hell of a player, that kid.
Yeah, and his dad, longtime coach. And they had a, what was his name? A Matthews kid, the blonde-haired kid.
Josh Matthews, I think.
Yes. So they made it to this championship game. Otherwise than that, I haven't been to Greensburg-Salem very often in my career.
And they got Paul Sapochny back there, the legendary coach. He's now back, second tour of duty.
Yes, he was the one who coached them in 2009.
Yep.
Although they were in the most ridiculous state playoff football game ever. Back when the state football playoff started in 1988, this was 89, and they had some goofy rule that the PIAA did, if you lost in your district playoffs, it didn't mean anything. It went on some point system that included mostly regular season. So Greensburg-Salem lost in the first round of the football playoffs in 1989 of the WPIL playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to represent the WPIL in the state football playoffs.
I love that.
That's how ridiculous it was back then. They played Perry at South Stadium. I was there. Perry beat them and then went on in one of my favorite high school events ever. Perry beat Berwick in the state championship. Berwick had won the year before, beat Aliquippa. Everybody thought they'd win a championship. And here comes a City League team from Perry and beats them. In the last play of the game, a kid they called Pepsi, because he had a body like a Pepsi can, the Perry kid said, intercepted the ball, ran it back 102 yards for a touchdown to clinch the game.
Oh, my God.
And no, Joe, this is bringing back so many memories. This was unbelievable. George Curry, after the game, legendary coach, winningest coach in history at that time, Pennsylvania, accused the refs of cheating. And I called him Monday to see if he wanted to back off those comments. And he said, I thought, God rest his soul now, but I thought we only saw this involving Pete Rose and games and cheating.
Wow.
And he actually said that on the record, and he got in some hot water with the PIAA, and rightly so. So, but not the, yeah, he said on the record, I thought he only saw this in Pete Rose things, but yeah, those are some great memories. Greensburg Salem's bringing them back.
That is incredible. Well, this is why we pay you the big bucks, Mike, when we come on here. And I don't know how often we'll do this. I hope often if you're available. I think you're an untapped resource right now. We're just going to take like weird, you know, trips down who knows what roads here. So this is beautiful. We have basketball playoffs coming up. Who's the single best basketball player, male and female, that you ever saw in Western Pennsylvania?
In Western Pennsylvania?
Yes.
The best
other than Malzi at North Catholic.
The best I ever, well, I saw LeBron play in high school, and he was the best high school player I ever saw. The best thing that I saw in Pennsylvania was Billy Owens from Carlisle, four-time state champion. And Joe, his senior year, 1988 state championship game, 53 points against Jimmy McCoy and Central Catholic, 19 of 22 from the field.
My God, he went full Bill Walton.
Yes, yes. Western PI, all right, since I've covered so that would be since like 1980, I would probably go Danny Fortson of Shaler, played 10 years in the NBA, and I talk to you about him time after time. In light of what he did his senior year, and in light of what he has become and done since, I'm going to go T.J. McConnell. Because he scored 1,000 points his senior year, Joe, and he took them to the state championship game against a bunch of Division I guys, and they couldn't guard him against Newman Garetti. And what he's done, I still say he's one of the greatest success stories in the history of kids who grew up in Pennsylvania. Are you kidding me? A suburban point guard playing 10 years in the NBA, he's probably going to play longer possibly than maybe one or two guys ever in the history of the WPIL. And he's a factor. He's not just a, you know, sit on the bench type of guy.
Oh, no, he's a good player. How about girls?
Swin Cash and Susie McConnell. Mm. I mean, I'm, you know, here's McConnell's again. I think Susie McConnell should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I mean, Joe, she still is the leader, all-time NCAA leader in assists, still to this day. And until one other girl, Sabrina Ionescu, came along, she was the NCAA leader in all-time in triple-doubles as like a 5'4" point guard. And then she played, I think she was all-rookie team for the Rockers in the NBA after she had like one or two kids. And a great career, was the WNBA Coach of the Year one year, the Minnesota Lynx. She should be in a pro basketball hall of fame.
Donnie
football should be in a pro football.
Mike, you brought up some great players there. How about some of the most legendary coaches, or maybe an individual legendary coach that you got to cover in the WPIAL?
Well,
hoops wise,
basketball wise, I mean, there's some great ones. Don Graham won like 900 and some games as North Catholic. He never won a champion. He was in the old Catholic League and then the WPIL. He didn't coach Malzi, I don't think. But, you know.
Have you ever played against Malzi, Mike?
No, and I never saw him play either. I might have seen him play, but I didn't know who he was at that time.
What did you make of his contention that in a pickup game at Penn State, he made 9 straight threes on 9 straight trips down the court?
I never saw him play, so I don't know.
You've seen Steph Curry play. I'd be surprised if Steph Curry made 9 straight threes. It's never happened in the history of basketball.
On 9 straight trips, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. I don't believe that.
Donnie, do you? That's what his contention is, right? 9 straight trips.
Yeah, 9 straight threes. Yeah, that's what he always goes with.
I didn't think it was 9 straight trips. I thought it was just shot attempts.
I think it's 9 straight trips down the floor.
That would be even more impressive than I originally thought.
The man was red hot.
Anyway, I interrupted you, Mike, and I apologize for that.
Well, that's okay. Speaking of nine straight trips, I did a thing this year I thought was kind of neat. I did a video with him, a story on him. And, Joe, I mean, you might appreciate this. On Rowan Carmichael, you saw him play.
I just watched him play against Beaver, yes.
Yeah, that was a great game to watch with him and Brady Mayo. The two leading scorers, WPIL. Yeah. I mean, you were texting me that from that game.
Bob, your name is Mike. I was at the game, and it was like watching Dominique and Larry Bird in that famous Game 7 in the 80s. It was phenomenal, Mike, for a high school game, for any game. You had these two kids going. There was one stretch. Now, Carmichael got in foul trouble. There was one stretch where it was boom, 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 boom. Just those two back and forth. I'm telling you, it was incredible.
Yeah, and I think it would have been even more incredible if he didn't foul out the fourth quarter, Rowan Carmichael.
Mayo had 45. I think they would have combined maybe for 85 or 90 points.
Yes, it reminded me a little bit of Smoking Joe Starkey and Mike White playing for the Post-Gazette against the Pittsburgh Press in that 1987.
That was a gigantic game. We couldn't corral Joe Bendel inside, as I recall.
Right. That's right.
It was too much for us.
I need more details on that game.
Oh, it was great. They freaking put a box and one on me after a little bit, Joe. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Mike got hot early. They go box and one, and then Bendel, he was strong, big, inside.
We
had a lot of stuff. Phil Axel, the late, great Phil Axelrod.
Yes, was
a gutsy performer.
And John the Owl Young, the Owl.
The Owl?
Yeah. Yes.
He came off the bench with a lot of energy.
Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Any other big-time players in that one?
Rich Emmert was playing.
Jerry Dulac
played? I forgot about that.
Did. Yes, he did. And we played at St. Teresa's in Munhall. Terry Shields got the gym. Quite a showdown on a Sunday night. We'll never forget it.
Me neither.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, going back, shooting, as far as shooting, I did this story earlier this year, and I did a video with him. And I don't know if you saw it or heard of it. I find this remarkable. And I got to back up because Micah Mason is the all-time leader in three-point shooting in WPIL with 342. He's still one of the all-time leaders and best 3-point percentage in NCAA history. I think he's like 6 or 7 when he went to Drake and then Duquesne. Anyway, I got to know him and his dad pretty well. I used to coach against him in AAU. But anyway, when he was a senior, he always used to tell me, bring your son out and work out with me someday, him and his dad. So I did, Joe. And he does this drill. He did this drill. It's called SUM. Shoot until you miss. 5 spots on the court. Corner, wing, top of the key, wing, corner. And you shoot until you miss from each spot. So when you're done, you're going to have 5 misses. Now, a lot of kids, normal kids, would probably end up, I don't know, maybe 13th or 18th, whatever. I rebounded for him, Joe, with my son. He made 42 of 47.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. So, Rowan Carmichael, great shooter, leading scorer WPIL this year, off their great start in January. So I'm interviewing him, and I told him about this thing with Micah Mason. And we were at Avonworth, and I said, you know what? What do you think you could do if you did that drill? And he said, I think I could beat it. I said, you could beat Micah Mason 42-47. Yep. So he did it, and we videoed it. Joe, and it's on video. The kid from Avonworth, leading scorer WPIL this year, really fun to watch. He beat it. He
wow.
made 40. He made 44 of 49.
Oh, my
including,
God.
Including 19 in a row at one point.
Eat your heart that's out, Malty.
That's 19. Pretty good.
That is amazing.
I mean, no, it's not the NBA 3-point line, but and it's on video. I was there. That's the leading scorer in WPIL. One of the kids, definitely, if you get a chance to go see in the WPIL playoffs.
Man, I would love to see him in Mayo again. That would be a hell of a matchup, Mike, and I would love to see you there. Perhaps you and I could go together with Donnie, and you can treat us to dinner.
I'm there. Definitely. I don't know if I'm treating you two to dinner,
Joe,
but I'll be
there. You still owe me that steak dinner.
I know. I'll treat you two to dinner. Let's make a pilgrimage, Mike. Me, you, Donnie, and Limits will all go to a playoff game together.
Hey, Donnie, know who was asking about you the other day?
Who's that?
Nobody. Okay, move on.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say your son,
Mike
Danny. I've crossed paths with him a few times.
These two don't even know each other, and Mike just came off the top rope like Benzie at the Tomlin News Conference.
Wait a second. You've been out with my son, Danny?
Yeah, my college roommate was Drew Brown, a North Hills legend.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I never knew that.
Yep.
Then you have been with the Joe, I gotta tell you real fast. You mentioned Drew Brown. He's does all kind of stuff for TV. Maybe the best line I ever heard from Stan Saverin. Can I say it when I was doing a football game with Stan on TV?
Yeah, as long as it's not a swear word.
No, it's not. Drew Brown, a little robust, right? Above the body, Drew Brown,
a little
right?
Bit.
Okay,
a little bit.
Yeah. So we're doing the Class A football game, and this was one of the first years of the pylon camera on a football field. And so they had a play in the end zone. I was the color commentator. Stan was play-by-play. And he said, and they showed the pylon camera. And I said jokingly, you know what, Stan, I have a question. That pylon camera, who's in there? How do they get that guy in that pylon? And then I said, is Drew Brown, because he was the stage manager that day, I think, is Drew Brown in that pylon? And Stan said, oh, come on, Drew Brown would never fit in there. He said that on the air.
Man, that's a dart.
That is a dart and a half. Limits, would you like to?
We're talking about a lot of things that probably nobody cares about. But
No, I think they do. That's the whole point of this, Mike. This is experimental radio. Limits, would you like to finish off the questioning of Mike White?
I would love to. Mike, you talked about St. Teresa Munhall as a great venue. What's one of your favorite venues that you've seen covering basketball or football throughout the years?
What a great question. Mike, those old gyms like that place and St. Elizabeth's, which Limits has experience with, where everybody's watching from the bowl up above. What a great question.
Well, I'm not going to do football because we always talk about football stadiums. So we're going to talk about basketball. You mean like grade school gyms or are you talking high school gyms?
Either or.
Oh, well, gosh, because I went to a Catholic grade school, so I used to see all those gyms. I mean, St. Mary's of Lysing, they had that gigantic tournament there every year. It's court as tight as a shoebox. Yeah.
Legendary.
It had that balcony on it, which is great.
Oh, my gosh. I played in that tournament, Mike. We used to sit on church pews as the bench. The bench was
yes,
church pews.
Yes. Yes. I played in that tournament in 7th and 8th grade. In 8th grade, we lost to St. Bartholomew, and their star player was Greg Morelli, who was Anthony Morelli's dad, the former Penn State Penn Hills quarterback. Little trivia there. And that's also where I saw, I say, the great, you guys don't know him, you might have, the greatest grade school basketball player I ever saw, Johnny Ryan from St. James Wilkinsburg. He went on to play at Wilkinsburg and then played guard at Pitt. He was incredible. He would score 44 in like grade school games.
Wow.
But anyway, as far as high school, you know, one I really like and has so much history, if you've ever been to Beaver Falls, their gym is at the middle school. And it's you go in, it's like a pit, and it's like a horseshoe. Old-time, like, cement bleachers, like, all in one. And up above, all around, up above, there's a walkway and pictures of their old great teams. And they had some great ones, including Joe Namath on a team sitting in a front row with a team picture. I think they might have gone to the WPL finals with Joe Namath, but that gym has so much history, and that's one of my favorites, without a doubt.
How about nowadays, Ambridge? How about old Ambridge with the little tiny bleachers?
But they have a new gym. That with the old one with Dick DeVincio, yes, when you did have the balcony and everything. Oh, without a doubt, that one. Current ones, you know, awesome. I really like Baldwin's gym, and here's why I like it. They have seats in the end zone.
Right.
I love seats in the end zone. I hate football stadiums with only seats on one side. That's not a stadium. That's a
Limits is beaming right now because he's a Baldwin guy. Mike, we have to run.
I know he is.
What an appearance that was, Donnie.
That was electric.
I mean, that was, Mike, that was great stuff. We're going to do this again.
Without a doubt. I'd love it, Joe.
Thank you, sir, for taking the time.
See you, Donnie. See you, Austin.
Thanks,
care,
Mike.
Guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Read Mike's stuff at postgazette.com. Donnie, that was incredible. I still can't believe he took a shot. You guys don't even know each other. He said, Donnie, guess who's asking about you? You said who? He said nobody.
I gotta use that on somebody.
That's amazing.
A great one. The funny thing is, I've known his son for probably 10 years now because my college roommate, who's still one of my best friends today, Drew, he went to North Hills with Mike's son.
Yeah.
And they've been buddies, you know, forever.
I played golf with Mike and his son, and Terry Shields, an old editor at the Post-Gazette, and I made a bad impression on everybody because I was playing horribly and swearing.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Not uncommon either. Maybe the playing horribly
the bad
is
impression
on, it doesn't
or the
happen.
Playing horribly.
No, Joe usually plays pretty well.
Limits, what did you make of Mike White's first appearance here? First official appearance in his new capacity as we don't know what yet.
I liked it
as a
high school correspondent.
Yeah, that was fun. Let's do it again.
Donnie, did you feel offended by the shot that he took at you?
No, that was one hell of a shot. It was weird because
anything
you know,
I could put that baby in the holster to use on somebody later.
Well, Joe,
I love a good like dad joke that gets worked into things.
You guys don't even have you ever? You said you had never met him.
I've met him. I don't think he ever knew. I don't think he knew until today that I have known his son for
right, but that kind long. Of sort of, you know, chop busting shot is usually between two good friends, right? I was astounded by it. Were you?
I was a little bit taken aback, but still, I don't really get worked up by that stuff, and if anything, it's getting worked into the rotation.
Donnie was appalled by what was said to him. He couldn't believe it. Stunned.
I'm telling you, that was like if anything was working back there, you could play Benzi coming off the top rope at that last Tomlin news conference when all the questions were so nice, and then he says, was Pickens late to the Christmas Day game? Remember that?
Oh, and he froze.
Yeah.
The big man froze.
All right. Next up is the Limitless Express, I believe.
No.
The Bechdel Breakdown.
Yes.
Okay. It's the
very
same thing.
Very similar things.
I mean.
No, it's not the same thing.
Ah, all right. Well, tell us what's coming up.
Ke'Bryan Hayes is trying out a new swing at Pirate City. We will divulge some of the information from the video that Destiny's Child put out earlier today, Joe.
Is it the Spencer Horwitz one-arm swing?
No.
Are they all going to employ that this year?
It's actually a two-arm swing
two arms?
All the way through.
Okay.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.